Dear brothers and sisters, in our reflection on prayer in the letters of St. Paul, we now consider two passages in which the Apostle speaks of the Holy Spirit who enables us to call upon God as Abba, our Father. The word Abba was used by Jesus to express his loving relationship with the Father. Our own use of this word is a fruit of the presence of the Spirit of Christ within us. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit in baptism, we have become sons and daughters of God, sharing by adoption the eternal sonship of Jesus. Paul teaches us that Christian prayer is not simply our own work, but primarily that of the Spirit, who cries out in us and with us to the Father. In our prayer, we enter into the love of the indwelling Trinity as living members of Christ's body, the Church. Our individual prayer is always part of the great symphony of the Church's prayer. Let us open our hearts even more fully to the working of the Spirit within us, so that our prayer may lead us to greater trust in the Father and conformity to Jesus, his Son. I am pleased to greet the ecumenical delegation from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Sweden. I also welcome the group from the Pontifical University of Santo Tomas in Manila. I thank the choirs for the praise of God in song. Upon all English-speaking visitors present to this audience, including those from England, Denmark, Finland, Sweden, India, the Philippines, South Korea, and the United States, I cordially invoke the Holy Spirit's gifts of wisdom, joy, and peace. Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Est omnum et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci celum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.